In this bulletin, the federal government to split the cost of the pandemic payment with the states, a notorious drug lord captured by authorities in Mexico, and in sport, a visa backlog has impacted many athletes heading to the World Championships in the United States. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghad. The federal government says the cost of the reinstated $750 pandemic payment will be split between the Commonwealth and state governments. The payments will be extended to September 30th, but Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has not said if the payments would definitely be extended beyond that date. Meanwhile, a range of groups have welcomed the decision to bring the payments back for workers who do not have access to sick leave. Australian Council of Trade Unions Secretary Sally McManus says it means workers do not have to choose between isolating and putting food on the table.
This is a really essential part of our defences as a country. It's about supporting everyone. We really welcome that the Prime Minister is backing workers to keep everyone safe at this time.
Australian Medical Association President Dr. Omar Khurshid says mask mandates should be considered as a new coronavirus wave hits the country. At a snap meeting of National Cabinet on Saturday, state and territory premiers and Prime Minister Anthony Albanese have strongly urged Australians to wear masks where necessary, practice good hygiene, and isolate to help curb cases, but not agreed to mandate masks. Mr. Khurshid says the government must listen to feedback from health experts and community leaders.
And I think this government is learning some new lessons as it gets its feet under the desk, and how important it is to stay in touch with the community, with the experts and others in the community that are giving them advice, and not just to listen to the bean counters and bureaucrats that do see any expenditure on health as a waste. We know, as doctors on the ground and as workers in a healthcare system, that investment in healthcare, investment in pandemic management is a positive investment for the economy, for Australia's health.
After more than 2 years of renovations, the Sydney Opera House has unveiled its upgraded concert hall ahead of the public reopening next week. The upgraded hall is the largest performance space of the Sydney Opera House and is also the final project to be completed as part of a 10-year renewal of the World Heritage-listed venue. The $300 million upgrade includes 18 new acoustic reflectors and diffusion panels that are set to enhance sound quality. Opera House CEO Louise Heron says poor sound has been a recurring issue in the past.
All too often, the experience has fallen short of expectations, and unmet expectations are really not something that we want at the Opera House. But with this upgrade, we have corrected that imbalance.
Infamous drug lord Rafael Caro Quintero has been transferred to a maximum security prison after being captured by Mexican authorities. Quintero had been sought after walking out of a Mexican prison in 2013 when a court overturned his 40-year sentence for the 1985 killing of a United States drug agent and returned to a life of drug trafficking. Quintero was arrested after a search dog found him hiding in the bushes in the town of San Simon in the Mexican state of Sinaloa during a joint operation by the Navy and the Attorney General's office. Israel says they expect members of the country's Muslim minority to be able to fly directly to Saudi Arabia next year after the country agreed to lift restrictions on civilian aircraft. Riyadh announced the lifting of sanctions on its airspace following talks with visiting U.S. President Joe Biden, saying its airspace would now be open to all carriers, a de facto extension of flyover rights for Israeli planes which previously had a Saudi corridor only for Gulf destinations. Israel's regional cooperation minister, Isaui Frisch, says the Saudi decision shows U.S. encouraged efforts to move the countries toward more normal ties are at a very advanced stage that may turn the dream into reality. To athletics, and a visa backlog has impacted many athletes heading to the World Championships in the United States. Dozens of athletes, coaches, and officials are still waiting for their cases to be resolved due to staff shortages at many U.S. embassies, particularly in Africa. Tournament organizer Renee Washington and World Athletics President Sebastian Coe say they are doing all they can to resolve what they call complex issues.
Of the 5,500 participants that needed visas, less than 1% have yet to be either not have the visas, meaning denied, and or they're still being resolved. you know, we won't be 100% satisfied unless we had 100% of the athletes here. And that is just not something that we will probably be able to achieve. But that is what we strive for.
You know, there are political complications as well.
With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.